50 years have passed since the Kinks formed and stormed the charts with hits including You Really Got Me and Lawler.
Yes, the band hasn't performed together for a number of years now, but guitarist Dave Davis is making a return to the stage after recovering from a stroke. It left him having to relearn how to walk and play the guitar.
We'll chat to Dave in a few moments' time, but first, let's have a look at him in the Kinks.
Oh, yeah, Dave's watching that with us there. He's saying, that's like 100 years ago.
I think it was, wasn't it? No, it's fun looking back at that stuff.
Just bring us right up to date. How are you, is question one, because, you know, you had a bad patch, you had a stroke.
Yeah, I had a stroke in 2004, and I lost the use of my right side of my body. I was fairly, I was on my back, you know, wondering, is this the end, you know. But with some care and some really great people in rehab, went through a regime of, you know, working out, and I don't learned more about the mind and the brain and the body and the muscles and muscle memory and so I'm back fine.
Well, I mean, looking at the way you're moving now, I mean, you're obviously moving completely perfectly, and you're able to play the guitar again?
Oh, yeah, I've been touring in the States, Chicago and New York, and did shows there. I've got a new album out called I Will Be Me, and I'm going to do a show in London next Friday.
Which people will be very excited about. I think we can see now a little bit of the new material, so let's have a look.
Oh, good, hope so. With reach, and if I live too long, I'm afraid of that. Strangers on this road, we are on. We are not two, we are one. Strangers on this road, we are on. We are not two.
Brilliant to see that. Dave, it's your first UK tour in 13 years. How are you feeling about it? Are you excited?
Terrified.
Are you?
No, I'm very happy. You know, each day is a new day, and I'm very excited about it. Playing my hometown, I've got a great band supporting me. And it'll be a mixture of rock, new stuff, and some ballads like Strangers and a few surprises, maybe.
A few surprises, too. And it's this year, of course, is the 50th anniversary of the formation of the Kinks.
Well, this year.
Yeah. Is there any chance that we'll ever see a reunion?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've been talking to Ray, and me and Ray get on really, really well. And we're going to do something, but can't do it till we
are. So you are going to do something?
Oh, I think so.
Well, and that is, I mean, that in itself saying its possibility is quite a big change, isn't it? Because those who followed the fortunes of the band will know that has been it's been a difficult relationship between you and Ray, hasn't it?
It's slightly up and down, but, you know, we love each other deeply, you know. And we got on okay. We'll see what's up. Try and do something, but not sure what yet.
Okay, so it's a possibility.
Yes.
But meanwhile, you're clearly enjoying, you know, working solo and doing your own thing.
Great.
Having
I love
own
it.
Band.
I love it, yeah. rock and roll.
And it's such a distinctive sound. I was mindful listening to that short clip we heard of the new material. There is a very distinctive sound to, I mean, to your work, but straight away, it sounds to me very much like the Kinks. I mean,
that song was a part of a Kinks album that was a long time ago. So I mix up the old songs and the new, and it's always nice to play new material. You know. So it's good to balance it with both. So makes it more enjoyable for me.
Mm. Where did you get your sound from? Because you're famous for your riffs. Where did it come from?
Well, I've always loved riffs, and I think any musician likes a riff to play. And I think it comes from listening to all those great records in the 50s and the Ventures and people like that, and the blues guys like Big Bill Brunsey and John B. Hooker was a big, big influence. So you listen and borrow a bit, but you really got me. The sound we got, and you really got me was
Well, I tell you what, you mentioned some of those songs there, and they do absolutely stand the test of time. People are very excited about your appearance. It's at the Barbican, so thank you so much for seeing us this morning.
Yes.
The 11th.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck with it all.
The
11th
of April at the Barbican. That's us done for today. We're both back tomorrow at 6.
Yes, have a lovely day.
Bye-bye.